This is Carrie Caspi, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here on this Wednesday night. So much is happening in regard to the WikiLeaks situation. I think it's just blowing up. It's really quite amazing. Now I'm reading that PayPal is rejecting or has rejected WikiLeaks and Visa as well. And I guess what is happening here is that we've got an information war, and that is what is developing. And this is just, I guess you might say that WikiLeaks fired the first shot. But I understand that there are hackers behind the scenes that are just poised to really make this a run for the government's money. And I don't know what kind of a democracy that we've got going on here in America anymore, to be really honest. And I think that this sort of a thing, this issue with WikiLeaks that really targets free speech, is really hitting to the heart of what America is all about, and whether or not there is any shred of really free speech left in this country. And when you get major corporations going up against this organization, this small organization that is actually leaking information that was sent to it by individuals, and you're talking on a worldwide scale, this is really quite stunning. This is not centered in the United States, and yet the reaction of the United States and certain individuals, outrageous statements by people in so-called positions of power who are actually coming out and asking for Julian Assange's head on a platter, so to speak, just outrageous behavior. It quite interesting. It's the gloves are off, I would say. And I do encourage people to watch the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory. That's on True TV. Although I can't say much about their other shows, I do think that Jesse is doing a fine service to bring a lot of information to light in regard to what's going on here in America as well. And of course, Alex Jones and countless others who are out there banging the drum for freedom. And we've got George Green, who is joining us tonight, and hopefully he will be on the line with us shortly, if not now. And then right after that, we're going to have Dmitry Kalazov, who is going to be speaking about the Victor Boot information. And Dmitry is a well-known 9/11 researcher, and I believe ex-employee of the Russian government. So it'll be very interesting to talk to Dmitry on the second hour. Very interesting show tonight, no doubt about it. And I'm anxious to hear what George has to say about current events and where we're really going right now. So for those that are listening, I guess right after the first break, we are going to bring George on, and I think we're going to be going there shortly. So we'll be right back. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone?
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. Very, very cool music, I have to say. Mr. Jones, Bob Dylan. At any rate, George, are you with me?
With you. I'm always with you, Carrie. That's good.
Awesome. Okay. Well, nice to hear your voice, George. I'm very excited to have a whole hour here with you to catch up on what's going on and get your take on the world situation, because we're really in some very interesting times, as I know you will agree.
I agree.
So I see that David Icke has got posted a video interview that you did with Consciousness Media Network, I believe, in which you're saying how they are going to kill us. Do you want to lead off with that?
How they're going to kill us off, you mean?
Yeah.
By all means necessary.
Oh, really?
Well, the ultimate goal, when you look at the world right now, since we have this big world problem that's coming up, economics is getting us down to the point now where, because of the price increases, the 100% increase on cotton, the 80% on all the fruits and vegetables and the grains and everything, all in the last few months, that's going to drive the prices up. Now, with oil going over $90 a barrel, and it'll be over $100 very shortly, that's going to get people totally Well, they're going to be in trouble because they won't have money enough to get gasoline for their car, which in turn they won't get be able to go down to the stores. And the manufacturers are already reducing the box sizes and the can sizes. It's the same size can, but there's 2 ounces or 4 ounces less of material inside the stuff. Now, the reason behind this thing, we're going to have a starving society and rioting in the streets. Now, the plan is to reduce the population by all means necessary. And now, how do you do that? Well, you got to get a war started. Of course, originally, the plan that I was aware of, because I sit in on the meetings, was to get a war started in the Middle East. Now, they're trying to get one going, as you know, with North and South Korea. Whether or not that gets going, we don't know. But we're going to have one right here in the United States, because people won't have any funds, Kerry. And they won't be buying any food. You're going to have rioting in the streets, because the stores are going to be stripped. You're aware that the small company Walmart just made a deal with the Japanese government to buy $1 billion worth of products. That's for their stores. But the problem is Japan is requiring repayment in yen. Now, the interesting things in the last 60 days, both Russia and China are now selling our government bonds. Now, we're not talking about a little bit, $20 billion from, you know, in case of China, another $10 billion in the case of Russia, who's been, you know, accumulating some of this stuff too. And the government, only thing it can do is increase more funds into circulation. Well, today, as you know, Congress is meeting and trying to pass this new bill, but the Democrats are kind of hedging their bet, and they may not get it done. There's kind of some thoughts about that, Kerry, maybe towards, well, we'll know by the next couple of days how that's going. And if so, they're going to have to shut the government down by the 18th. Now, if the government's shut down, nobody has any money to be paid. They're not going to cover or, you know, extend the unemployment benefits, even they're talking about that. Now, remember, this is going on like a 3-year unemployment deal. Where does all this money come from? It's loaned into existence, and what happens is, by the Federal Reserve, if all of a sudden it's more debt and there's no money out here to pay for it. So how are we going to reduce the population? By all means necessary, which means war was the number one. Also biologicals. Have you noticed all the biological in it, the stuff that they're putting in all the food right now? Yourself?
I don't know exactly what you mean by that.
Well, I'm talking about corn syrups, and I'm talking about the the
right,
environmental stuff with it. The artificial things to put it in for people so they make them sicker. You're aware that we're becoming a vertically challenged society. In other words, a little obese, and that's because of all the foods and stuff that they're giving us.
Okay, well, I'm doing my best to slim down over here. I guess I'm contributing.
I'm sure you're fine. You're too busy. You're one of the people that keep busy and you watch it. The trouble is that most people don't do that anymore, right? And that's at this point. And they want to have all the instant, instant help. And we got to watch the football games. Remember, we keep people, part of the program is to get everybody interested in sports and other things so they don't have any idea what's going on as the dollar collapse. Well, meanwhile, like today, we had a drop in the price in gold and silver because merely a manipulation game that's happened because of the shorts that are happening in New York by some of the brokerage firms that are in big trouble because gold and silver has gone up so fast they have to cover these options in the next week. And if they don't, then they're going to lose billions of dollars, and we can't have the government come in and bail out any more stock companies, can we? And that's
I hope not. But let's back up for a minute, George, because I'm really curious what you think about the whole WikiLeaks situation.
Oh, no, the WikiLeaks is very good in a way because all of a sudden it's opening up. If people would spend the time to analyze the details, to show all the lies that's going on between our so-called, look, what's Hillary doing? Running around these different countries trying to negotiate deals behind the scenes, right? For the American people are totally asleep. We're supposed to be an open society. And with WikiLeaks coming in with all this stuff, and that's my own opinion, they're coming out with some of the information they're getting. Now, maybe some of it is CIA propaganda, frankly, but others are making it kind of opening so that now all of a sudden the world's looking for what's really happening behind the scenes because you really don't know what's going on in Washington. Most people don't. I mean, you've got 535 people that are screaming at everybody right now. You have the CIA that is funded by their black budget. Nobody knows how much money they get and where it goes. I don't know if you know how the CIA people even get paid.
Well, what kills me is when they talk about the money that's on the books, because even if you even follow Catherine Austin Fitz, who really does follow the money, and you find out that the amount of stuff that's off the books is just incredible.
Well, you probably know I have some friends that are in the CIA, and they were telling me how they get paid and how they get retired, and one of them was flying drugs in and dropping them off in Mena, Arkansas. I mean, 22 tons, that's a pretty good amount of cocaine, dropping off in Mena. But anyway, his distribution team would come right back down to the high leaders, but it was all laundered at that time through Noriega. Well, they had to get rid of him, but they haven't got rid of him. They don't know what to do with him because he knows the truth, you know, that was going on in Panama. But this is all laundering to keep these guys fed up. Now, when they retirement from the CIA, they put them into the military retirement programs, and they give them some rank. I have one of my CIA associates. He retired as a major general. Now, imagine the amount of money. This comes out of thin air, right? The government's supposed to keep us running. And the CIA is merely out here in a position now of talking to other countries. Now, this is all coming out, of course, in WikiLeaks, right? Telling us how they're negotiating within the other people on site. The whole world becomes unbelievable what goes in behind the scenes, and they know what's going on with each other. That's what they're crazy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I have to say that even before WikiLeaks, we've got verbal leaks happening all over the place. Now, whether some of those things are, you know, planted disinfo, as you're saying, this does on. But I mean, I just wrote a whole article about it. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we've got leaks going on in which people understand where countries are coming from, and this facade, this game is a surface game. It's like a play put on for the public consumption, but it's not what really goes on behind the scenes, as you and I know. And so all we're finding out now is what's really going on behind the scenes, which most people had a clue if they just read between the lines in even mainstream news. You start to put two and two together. I mean, it's so obvious. These people
It's because of you, Carrie, and other people that are coming out here trying to get the information out to the people so they start thinking. Because we got a bunch of programmed zombies out here that are taught to think that the government can do no wrong.
I guess there are plenty of people that do think that way. But I have to say that I think that WikiLeaks and Camelot and yourself and other organizations such as ours are making a sort of a hole in that wall, I guess you might say. But can you tell me whether you think this thing, I don't know if you've heard about this whole idea that Max, I think it's Max Kaiser is talking about, which is to buy silver and take down Morgan Chase.
Oh, to buy silver, that's the reason why they're dropping the market right now, because I think Morgan Stanley's got a bunch of positions in the market, and so they want to try to drive it down a little bit. But if people go out, and actually the option market still shows it's going back up again, but if people go do that, you're going to break another brokerage firm, which is a big deal, right? They're playing with people's money, and they just don't tell the truth. And Morgan Stanley and a couple other ones are what the big problem is, frankly, is Morgan Stanley and some of the majors, and I talked to a couple of them today. I says, you guys are just becoming, you're the managers of most people's pension funds. And all you do is run the money into this crazy market out here, which is a huge monopoly game. And there's nobody out here has any assets when they wake up and find out that their retirement programs have zilp behind them.
Exactly. I think that's a big problem. People are going to have to wake up to it, because I've got family members who really think that they've got Social Security to depend on, in the next few years. And I have to see. I think that's just disappearing right off the bat.
No, all the money's been borrowed by the Federal Reserve. I mean, our government has borrowed all the money out of that. So what they do is they feed it back on part of the debt. And the trouble is with the accounting. You're finding now, like WikiLeaks and the rest of them, are starting to address the accounting situation in the United States government. The United States, first of all, most people don't know the fiscal year of our government is September 30th. Like most, the average person is December 31st, right? Our government is September 30th. Now, meanwhile, any debt that has occurred is on a one-year basis. If they signed a two-year note or a five-year note, they don't include that on the books until the fifth year. So we have probably $100 trillion in derivatives that we owe. Meanwhile, the inflation faction that's going to come in just because of what's going on in the option market and what's going to happen with fuel because of the lack of fuel in the United States. I mean, you know, China has made all kinds of major deals right now with Russia and South America to take care of all the oil. We're going to be back up. Well, people are going to be, well, feeling good about gasoline at $7.50 a gallon and $8. Well, they've been doing that in Europe, as you know, for a long time.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely.
Well, that's going to happen here almost instantly, I think, after the first quarter of next year, frankly.
Okay. We are opening up the lines for phone calls here during the show today because, there is so much going on that I wanted to give people a chance to call in. We do have one caller on the line, George. You mind if I take
Go
that
for
call?
It.
Okay. Hold on one moment here. So we've got area code 610. You are on the air with Project Camelot and George Green. Caller, are you with me?
Oh, hey, guys. Hello.
Hello. Hi there. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot.
Okay. I had a couple of questions just based on an intuitive type of belief based on the WikiLeaks event. And it just seems that a lot of people intuitively believe that, you know, without hearing anything, that it's a twofold type of, I guess you could say, sham. One would be, and this was predicted prior to the Julian rape charge today, that it would be a tool to have better control of the Internet, and the other was to create a bad view of U.S. to the rest of the world to invoke war, as you guys just mentioned. And I wondered, you know, what you guys thought of those two points. And this last point, why wouldn't the media cover that up, much like they've done everything else, including 9/11? How would they allow that to just be, you know, headlines all over the place? Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for the question, caller. Well, what I have to say is that from my point of view, and George, you know, you're welcome to jump in here too, is that this is not engineered to take down the Internet, in my view. I think that they've got a lot of other things going on that may be geared in that direction. I do think that this is what we're talking about is an information war that's been coming to a head gradually. Project Camelot is very much involved in this type of a scenario. It's just that we have been out of the fray because if they admit that that above top secret issues exist, such as we cover, then they have to admit that such a thing is real, and they're not willing to go that far yet. But I think it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from where we are now with WikiLeaks to go there. So I don't think it's engineered in quite that way. There may be some positive elements that are hoping to push this along, and I do think that they may be using it. In other words, they're not sort of going to avoid making use of circumstances to their benefit. But this whole idea that basically what's happening in the United States, which is a call to shut down various companies doing business with WikiLeaks, is a whole different way of doing business. And that's not even about the Internet. That's even goes beyond that. It goes into credit. And it goes into banks as usual. And so what we've got is a different kind of a scenario that I think is more complex than shutting down the Internet. As far as escalating things towards war, I don't even see that the cables have been that incendiary in my view. And I don't think any of the news that's coming out in the cables, again, is news to the people that are involved in the negotiations. These people are used to seeing these various sides of countries and individuals involved in them. And, you know, these games they've been playing behind the scenes, these spy games, you got to understand, I mean, everyone's spying on everyone else. I mean, it's basically, you know, washing dirty laundry would only be the beginning of it, in my view. But, George, what do you think?
Well, I concur in what you say because I'll give you, this is my own happening. I happen to be with one of the CIA people in Latin America, And I jumped in his car, and he said, let's go. And we went over to the Russian embassy, and I'm sitting here looking at movies about the JFK assassination, and they know exactly what happened. All the other, and, you know, and so you're looking at it, and I said, first of all, it's an American CIA going into the, basically, intelligence of the foreign one, and they go with all of them. They all interchanged information with each other. Now, the question is, what's real and what's not? That's the discernment you have to do, and then the follow-up with these people, because they're kind of outside of any kind of controls. They have their own control mechanism. And meanwhile, there is some point now that's coming up where you've got, like MasterCard and Visa today and the rest of them, they're complaining that the guys are coming in and shutting down some of their businesses or attempting to because of WikiLeaks. In other words, another diversion. So they can get control. Well, you and I both know that anybody that's on the Internet right now, everything's being monitored by the government. So they're going through these things, checking out certain verbiages, certain words that are happening, and they're putting it into a formula, and then they're coming back and putting you on a list.
Exactly.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves, while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with George Green. George, you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, awesome. I want to say right here that somebody contacted me from the Trump Network today. I'm not going to use any names here, but it's very interesting. He said that they're not doing so well over there, but he would like to help me out.
That's good.
And I think that it's really funny because you've got people out there who are working in all walks of life who have probably been following, you know, our stuff in Project Camelot and the stuff you're doing, and they've been keeping quiet, but they're not going to keep quiet for much longer. Some of these, he said he's an ex-loan officer of a bank, and I'm not going to name which one. So we got some bankers that are eventually going to be out of jobs, and this particular one is probably out of a job. And now they're looking to turn tables and do something, let's say, more positive for humanity.
To wake people up.
So not everything that's happening right now, I have to say, is a bad thing. I see some light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know about you.
No, I just see the tunnel. I don't know about the light because it's affecting the whole planet. And you know, I travel like you do in other countries, and things are not really rosy. You see so many closed stores and everything else in every other country, and they're all concerned about the dollar. I mean, when you have things like, Monday, the largest bank in Mexico said they'd no longer take the dollar on deposit. I mean, that's kind of a heavy coup. That's a real clue on things. And then you start looking at some other places, and I've got friends in Canada, and I said, maybe you can go up there. There's 30 million people. Where do you put money? You know, they said, well, we'll put it in certain islands and stuff. But some of these islands have got, 20,000 people. That doesn't mean anything.
What about other currencies? What about creating your own currency? I mean, I think ultimately what we've got here in the United States is going to be states creating their own, getting together and creating their own currency. I was hearing that. What do you think?
Actually, that's where I was at a meeting on Saturday on that. We have people coming over. My state representative in Idaho has moved for the what we call the silver bill, to use silver as a currency in the state of Idaho. And we're looking at other states and other cities and stuff are now putting into new currencies because they know the dollar's coming down, because most of the stuff is, as you know, is digits. It's no longer real cash. They're admitting in the paper this week that the new $100 bills, there's a lot of, quote, suspicious ones in it. So the distribution, and now my understanding is that the third month of the year, they were going to introduce a new currency because there hasn't been any new currency here in the United States. So I do have a copy of the World Cash Card, and I expect them to introduce that sometime. They could do that the first quarter of next year as this whole thing comes apart.
That's absolutely.
A little more challenging. I'm like you. I've been working with people trying to get a new currency going based on silver. And the reason why, in fact, we were part of the Nevada coin bill. We got it to the House. We didn't get it to the Senate. And we got a bunch of the casinos to go along with us, too, to create silver as a currency for the state. So, you know, they loved it in the casinos. But now the casinos are all under control, as you could probably know. You can use money, but you get chips. You don't when you win the slot machines or anything else. And then you have to go give them, to the cashier to get them back into currency. It's a real game happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are you finding in terms of, I know you've been working also behind the scenes in Montana. What can you tell us about how those particular states are gearing up? Do you think that, I guess you're probably getting involved to some degree in what one would call the Patriot Movement.
Well, somewhat of a Patriot Movement. One of them, we were just talking about that. We had a meeting Saturday, for instance, so like 50 people showed up, and they're discussing, again, a new currency with a silver backing. In other words, everybody gets currency to use, but they actually have real money. They can convert it back to silver. And that, we're trying to work out the details on that, and that's for the whole valley. Meanwhile, there's a couple other ones in the northern part of Montana, mostly on the western side. The eastern side of Montana, mostly worth all the gas wells and everything out there. Not a lot of people in that end of the world that are even interested, but there's certainly a bunch here. That's where they started the Montana militia, that whole group from up there and up to the Canadian border, they're all trying to get together because they know what's happening. They also, one of the conversations was they're all scared to death because even if they have money, where are you going to put it? Because it's becoming right in front of you. It's losing value. And people forget the old banker's rule of 72. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Carrie. Well, if you take the banker's rule of 72 and you divide the interest rate that you get or inflation rate you get, for instance, if inflation is at 7%, to double or cut yourself in half, you divide it into 72. Basically, 10 years at 7%, your money's worth 50 cents on the dollar. So, but if inflation's going at 7% and you get 1% interest in the bank, you're going in the hole how much? 8%? That means your net worth is going down by 50% in about 7 years. And people have to address that. In other words, you had a house. In order to stay even, you have to double the price on it. Well, you don't have the jobs and stuff to take care of that.
Right.
So you're looking at this Ponzi game. It's going to be worse than Madoff.
Okay. Well, what do you see in the next, you know, because this is 2011. We're coming up on 2011. And actually, I want to invite you to be on my January 31st show. We're going to be doing a prediction show, and it might be real interesting to have you on there. But I know we're a few weeks early, but it's not that early.
No, I'll be glad to come down because by then I'll have a lot of my information from Washington on what they're doing because it's really concerning me what's going to happen in 2012 and that, or, you know, what we're looking at 2011 and the time that's coming up from this point because we're all coming to this pinnacle, not only on a planetary basis, because the planet itself is, as you know, is reaching some points in space, but the play program that we're all involved in. In other words, the control of the world, the control of the individuals, the control of the way you think, the way you act, and how many of the people will just lead them, actually a bunch of sheep going to slaughter right now.
Okay, well, are you familiar with the Jesse Ventura show in which they're talking about water that China is taking out of, I understand, the Great Lakes? I haven't actually seen the episode, but they showed that China is actually taking water and then bottling it and taking it off, you know, back to China. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard it, but did you know in Las Vegas all of those pretty fountains that they have down there, all that water comes from on trucks that come down from Canada?
Really?
Oh, serious.
That's incredible.
We have a major water problem. Of course, we've been lucky this year because there's been a lot more precipitation in places, but water itself, we're talking about potable water, is becoming very critical in lots of places around the world right at this minute. Because we got so many pollutants that we're putting not only in the air, but it's coming down and filtered into the water. And the water companies, of course, are telling you to buy the bottled water. And most of that comes right out of the municipal systems. And there's still lots of poisons in them. And the crazy plastic bottle that they get is poison.
Right. Well, I think, you know, water, you have to filter your own water. There's no doubt about that. Do you think that there is going to be a problem with water in the United States coming up, like, in the next year or so? Or do you think that the issue is really more food and the banking situation?
Well, no, that they all come together. The reason is the use of how much water does it take to feed a cow, for instance, to produce that? How much water does it take? It takes 5 gallons of water to get 1 gallon of oil up in Canada. Did you know that out of the tar sands? So what's happening? And to feed cattle, you use a normal amount of water to, you know, feed them. It goes through them. Just the cattle feeding business. Meanwhile, we're using up the potable water. Now China, as you know, has got the Three Lakes Project. They've been over there they build the dams because they move millions of people because they know most of China. If you know, it's a huge country. It's desert. In high desert, and they don't have the water, so they're running in trouble. And of course, they got 1.3 billion people. We only got 360 million here, and we got water problems.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: are you familiar with Benjamin Fulford and his predictions that the Chinese, and in some ways, some people are viewing the Chinese as some kind of savior from the one world government situation we've got going on? I don't see that scenario. I see them as part of the problem, as being on the highest levels as part of the Illuminati, and that there's no way that they're that they're the good guys. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I was in China before we were, I was a guest of the government when I traveled around before they come into this position. That was 30 years ago. And I was sitting with their military, and they said, their plans were, they said, look, it's 5,000 years, it's our turn to run the world.
Right.
And that's what the military said.
But they run the world like they ran their country, or like they have running their country.
Well, again, you've got a few, they have a different system.
You've got a very regimented society.
Exactly.
With incredible oversights.
Well, you would say that, but there's still 500 million of them. There are still farmers that are poor and everything. But you got a tremendous rich class that's now consuming everything, and they're consuming stuff so fast that they're going to ignore us right now. They don't have to sell to us because they were just taking debt, as you know. The dollar is the largest debtor nation in the world.
Right, but I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think that's a very good point. I mean, we do have a trade war, and I do think that China needs to sell their goods to us. In other words, I don't think their people can afford their own goods. I mean, the bottom line is, who are you going to sell to if you don't have the market of the U.S.? The U.S. is the most incredible market out there.
Well, not really. At this point, the Chinese are buying all the stuff. They're consuming everything everywhere. I mean, they're making the deals, so they get all the products. Look at them. They control the Panama Canal. They made a deal with Brazil, Venezuela, and Ecuador. I know this.
They're desperate to buy up land. That much I can see.
The natural resources.
They understand. Yeah, they understand that equals control. But in the end, I have to say that what we were told unequivocally is that, you know, what is on the books for us is going to be what the scenario is that they're going to try to drum up basically a war with China, and that some of this stuff, like the missile that was off the coast of California, and trying to make that look like it was a Chinese situation, and perhaps it was, because I've gotten so many different scenarios.
Just a testing to see how long the response we had. It was 11-hour response before we did anything. If that's what you're saying, along with some other stuff. There's a lot of things you look at it, but you know, when you're going in the espionage deal. I mean, Kerry, frankly, I used to run with some of these world leaders, and they're all planning. Everybody wants to be on top, and there is no sure winner on this game right now. That's what I found out. I mean, I sat with a dozen of the people that are planning on reducing the world's population, and half of them moved into another room. We got through with the meeting. We were talking about getting rid of some of the people in the other room. It's like being in a den of rattlesnakes, black widows, and scorpions. Don't know. Each one of them are capable of killing each other, and that's what we are in the world right now. But the trouble is, we don't know which one's going to do what when, and they're manipulating the game under their control. You have to watch. Their original plans was, of course, to get the war started in the Middle East, and right now you got the skirmish with North Korea. North Korea has always been a puppet of China, though, so you're going right back to the same game.
Well, exactly. So you've got China on the one hand with the North Korea situation, and you've got China on the other hand with the backing Iran, and you've also got them backing Pakistan against India.
That's right. And then you look at Russia.
So in the end, no matter which way you turn, we're having a battle, some kind of a war with China. This is what our whistleblowers have told us is on the books for the future.
Well,
now, whether
I would agree, except we go back to the population in the United States and our situation. We got half the population over 50 in the United States. We don't have a bunch of young people, and if they do, the young right now are very uneducated. The school system has just dumbed them down so heavily. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there is a division of that. I come across a lot of very, very bright young people myself. But one thing that I notice is that we have been told that the people that are going to fight these wars are going to be, the super soldiers,
the button pushers.
The robots, the robotics.
That's right, the robot button pushers, because that's where you've been trained. You get a war game, so you don't push buttons. You don't know what's going to happen on the other side.
Okay, well, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back and continue this discussion. Thanks a lot, George. This is Kerry Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, on the air with George Green. So, George, have you ever heard of this Project Censored?
No, I really haven't.
Okay, what they do is they are out of Sonoma State University, and they collate all the least reported stories in the news, and then they compile them, and they actually put them into sort of a database. And it's very interesting because you've got, in other words, the Illuminati always tells you what they're going to do, but they only tell you once if they really have something that they want to get away with. And then they've got that off their chest, and also they are kind of playing that magical game that they like to do. So if you've got an unreported story, but it comes out at least once in the news, it's very interesting. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I would agree.
And so what this particular organization, which is out of one of my colleges, which is Sonoma State University, I graduated from there with a BA in English and did some graduate work in sociology way back when. And I'm very happy and to say that this organization is releasing very interesting information. One of the things they're saying that is in a national emergency, the president would have the power to shut down the internet completely in the United States.
That's correct.
So, and then they talk also about a Blackwater and a secret war in Pakistan. They're talking about healthcare restrictions that are costing lives in the United States. Very interesting group of stories. I was just glancing through that. So I'm wondering, is there anything going on in Ecuador that is keeping you away from there at this time, or is it simply that you are more active at this time in the United States?
Carrie, I'm active in the United States, but I'm talking to the people about. Actually, I'm going to be going down to Costa Rica, then on down to Ecuador. I just got tickets today to go to Costa Rica for a meeting down there with the people, and a lot of them are migrating on farther south. So,
Did you hear about there was a volcano that erupted somewhere close to Ecuador, or maybe?
Well, there's Ecuador is a long country, and that's right along that big belt, as you know, in the Andes, and there's a couple of them that have been active. But, you know, in Costa Rica, there's one. There's a big hot springs at Arenal. You come down and you watch the volcano running. Well, we have the same thing in Hawaii. We got an active volcano, and it's a possibility. We have a bigger one that's going to happen in Yellowstone. So I'm not concerned about the one, because I flew over that one that was active in Ecuador while it was taking off, and it's just releasing some pressure. But we've also got that same problem that could happen in the Northwest. Just, you know, they're all predicting that. And I think what you're talking about, like on January 31st, will be interesting if you're going to have somebody that want to talk about the geophysical things, or maybe you and I can talk about getting some other people that are trying to monitor that, because you can't do everything.
Well, actually, it's December 31st, but yes.
Oh, December 31st?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going to be in December, at the end of December. You know, that's right before January 1st.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I know right where you're talking about. No, I'm going to be here, but I was just talking to the people about taking off. But I'll make sure I'm available on 31st from somewhere.
Okay, well, very, very cool. But, you know, we don't have a lot more time left with you. We've got about 8 minutes and then probably a commercial coming in there. So is there anything else that you want to communicate while we've got you here, George, just about the latest news and things that you want to make people aware of?
Well, I'm like you. Between now and Christmas, everybody's going to be focused on, quote, the Christmas and all the rest of stuff. Meanwhile, companies are in severe trouble. I don't know if Sears and Kmart will make it after the first quarter. They lost $100 million in the last 3 months. I don't know if you're aware of that. Some of the other companies are making money, but a lot of them are shutting down, even Macy's and different stores. So what we're looking at is, will the economy, like you're saying, will we still have the money to buy things out here? And a lot of people, yeah, they're getting jobs, but not the high-paying ones that they had. And everybody is kind of holding back, and that's what we're looking at. I'm still suggesting that people get food stored up, and you'll make money doing that, because the way the option market, which is the futures that are being bought by the companies to protect themselves, they're showing the price of, well, where the cotton's almost doubled in the last 6 months, but all the grains are up about 80%. That means all the bread and everything else that you get is going to be a much higher price. So let's say 25%. Well, 25% is more than you can get in any bank, so you might as well get a bunch of the grains and stuff to protect yourself at this minute. And if you can't do it, like the group over in Montana where we are, the whole group is getting together to buy, and they're storing like, 10,000 pounds or a whole truckload of the stuff, because you can buy it real cheap at that point, and it'll stay a long time. So these are some things that we're addressing. I'm looking at some energy devices now. There's some new things that you can spray on your window that are basically becoming providing electricity for your house. And I just met a couple hours ago with some people on using the strip LED lights that basically, light up your house on the inside with very little power and maybe run off of these windows. And that's what we're looking at. People should share the information, keep keep listening to your radio program because you're trying to get people out here to be awakened. And these people should start sharing the information and spread the word around in order to help you, Gary, because that's the biggest thing. We got to get people awakened so we have some kind of crew rather than waiting for, you know, Santa Claus to come save us.
Absolutely. What about John Bedini? Are you working with him?
I was with him just 2 hours ago.
Awesome. And can you give me any kind of report? Is he the one that's working on this window stuff, or is this?
No, he's got the LED lights and stuff. He was just showing me all that. We were sitting there joking about all the motors that he has, and he's giving me a bunch of things to put together. I may put them on my site to show him. You know, the one that I have on your site when we had Project Camelot, but he's got a lot of new ones, and he has one of them that he just
did.
Well,
interview him. Why don't you have him come on my show? We're going to have to go to break here. We've just got 30 seconds here, but I want to thank you very much, George Green, for coming on. Why don't you ask John Bedini to come on my show? I'd love to interview him. It would be fascinating.
It would be fun. Actually, I'd rather pay for the money and have you come up so you can take
that would be great, too. Why don't I do
video? So you can really see this stuff in operation. So I'll talk to him tomorrow. I'll be with him in the morning.
All right. That sounds good. So it's been wonderful to have you on the show, George. Let's talk again really soon. And you have a great Christmas if I don't talk to you before that.
Okay. Have a good
one. All right.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Lead control, the old out. Control, good. 5, right, you
got 1, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air here on a Wednesday night, and I guess we're going to be joined by Dmitry Kalazov in about 5 minutes. In the meantime, I do want to let everyone know that we're going to get an update in regard to the Victor Boot situation. He is apparently in the United States at this time, and the time when the article that I released on my website that was an interview with Victor, with Dmitry Kalazov regarding the Victor Boot situation, for those who are not familiar, is on my website, projectcamelot.org, and you can find it there. And it was originally released by Daniel Estulin. It is his interview. It was sent to me under very strange circumstances by an individual who had a heart attack a day later. I don't know, inauspicious, I guess you might say, circumstances. And we don't know whether there was a direct connection or not. However, my understanding is that someone else who released this information was also went into hiding as a result of being exposed in association with this information. So what this is about is about a missile that hit the Pentagon, not a plane. And who the missile came from, which was in theory, it was a Russian missile, and the evidence is fairly plentiful. And this the person that we're going to be talking with in just a few minutes, Dmitry Kalazov, is going to be able to give you an explanation of all of this. But it's quite interesting. The 9/11 situation is not a closed story, and a lot of people don't realize, unfortunately, are not up to speed on just how much of an incredible planned event that was. People that follow Project Camelot will be aware that it was always planned from a very deep level inside the government, and we have a witness, Henry Deacon, who talked about being involved in that plan with an organization that I cannot name even to this day. I'm not able to name, but I can assure you is a very well-known government organization, let's put it that way. And it's fascinating to think the scale on which these sort of the Illuminati, the powers that be, operate. It's pretty amazing when you really dig in and go behind the scenes. I do want to say that apparently I got a message just around 7 p.m. tonight that hackers have shut down MasterCard.com in defense of WikiLeaks. And so that just as I predicted, that the hackers are not letting this situation go by the wayside. They are coming to the fore now in defense of WikiLeaks. And it's going to be a very interesting dynamic that goes on. I think when all's said and done, actually, I suggest people go to my blog and read the article that I wrote just recently, because this is all about an organism, the human organism, recognizing and becoming awake and acknowledging who they are. And we're going to go to a break right now, and then we'll be right back with Dmitry Kalazov.
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you own a jet ski and are tired of paying $40 to $50 for a gallon for two-cycle injector oil, it's time to switch to AMSOIL Interceptor. AMSOIL's Interceptor injector oil not only will save you money, the engine will run cleaner and cooler. The OEM oils lack in quality. Choose AMSOIL for all your applications, and you will feel the difference. Here's how to save money on your power sports products. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. Once you're at the site, choose the preferred customer option and see the direct wholesaler price. AMSOIL will send American Freedom Radio a commission based on your order, and you beat the OEM's price. You deserve to have some fun this summer. Choose AMSOIL for all your equipment and enjoy more trouble-free service. AMSOIL is the leader in synthetic oil and filtration. Tell your friends about AMSOIL and AmericanFreedomRadio.com today.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekday. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Okay. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are trying to get a hold of Dmitry Kalazov. I don't know if we got him on the air with us or not. Dmitry, are you there? Okay, I guess they're still trying to reach him. From what I understand, he is in Thailand, and we are trying to get a hold of him. We just lost him right before we went on the air. We're going to try again here and see if this will work. Hello, Dmitry.
Hello. Yes?
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Nice to talk to you. Are you there? Okay, I think we might have lost him again. Okay, so we're going to have to try to get him on a phone line. We may have to get me on the phone line as well. I don't know how that works. But I'll be able to cover some distance here if while we wait. We're trying to connect with him in the background here. I apologize for this for the listeners. I know it can be annoying when you can't get the guest on, but we are having some logistical issues getting through to Thailand at the moment. Okay, so we're trying to get through. He has an unpredictable internet connection, he has told me. Dmitry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. So, Dmitry, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about the latest with regard to Victor Boot.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Can you tell us what's the latest information you have?
Unfortunately, I don't have much information now, because since Victor was extradited to America, he was placed there in solitary confinement.
Okay, I think the best thing to do, if you don't mind, is to get him on the phone. so that we don't have the interference, because otherwise I just don't think this is going to fly. I don't think it's going to work otherwise. There are just too many reasons for them to get in between this individual talking to us, and we don't want that to happen. So if we can get him on the phone, that would be a lot better. What he was trying to say there is that Victor Boot, who is known as the Merchant of Death or the Lord of War, I believe, was the name of the movie with Nicolas Cage. That is who Victor Boot, the character that the movie was based on, was Victor Boot. And he's a real guy. He was called the Lord of War and in the movie. And he is an arms merchant. He is right now apparently in solitary confinement here in the United States. He was extradited by the Thai government. They did not want to have him extradited. Do we have Dimitri on the line yet?
Yes, I am here.
Wonderful, Dimitri. This is a better connection. Now,
okay, because this is the ordinary mobile phone.
Wonderful. And so if you can tell me, I have many questions for you. I would like to ask you about this case against...
Yes, I will be pleased to answer any of your questions.
Lovely. First of all, can you tell the people about your own background, who you are, and how you met Victor?
Because I and Victor, we are both former military officers. And it so happened that we also live in the same village. At the time of his arrest in Bangkok, I was also in Bangkok because I live here for the last few years. That's why when I heard about his problem, I was the first just to rush to help him. And since then, I just continue to help him from the beginning. So I visited him the very next day after his arrest in the police station. And
okay.
Then since that time, I stopped to help him.
Isn't it true that he was an Air Force? He was a member of the Russian Air Force.
You see, Victor, by his education, is the military interpreter. He is not the Air Force officer. But during his service, because he is an interpreter from Portuguese, and at that time the Soviet Army has big military presence in... Hello?
Yes.
This time the Russian military, Soviet military has a presence in Mozambique, and there was a lot of aviation units there also. And Victor was appointed as a young officer to be a military interpreter in one of the Air Force units in Mozambique.
I see. But you were both brought up in what city in Russia?
Sorry?
What city were you born? What city were you brought up in when you were a young man? In what city?
I stay somewhere near Moscow, not very far.
Okay, and did you know that I have been to Moscow?
Oh yeah, I didn't know that. But
yes, I have been. Das Vidanya. That's one of the Russian words I know.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I used to live about 40 kilometers from Moscow towards Belarus.
Okay, lovely.
In some small village. Actually, Victor Boot also lives there in the same very same village.
I see. And did you know about Boryska? Do you happen to know about Boryska?
What is this?
Boryska, the indigo child.
No, I don't know what is this.
You don't know about Boryska? Okay, he's a Russian... Indigo child. You know about indigo children?
No, really, I don't know what is this.
Oh, you don't know about
perhaps
this? Okay,
I don't know what is the word.
Okay, let me ask you this: did Victor and you did you resign from the Russian military?
Yes, of course. Both of us resigned at the time of the Soviet Union collapse. We never joined the Russian army, actually. The last army we served was the still Soviet army.
Oh, I see. And so what year was that?
Sorry?
What year was that?
What year? 1992.
Okay, not that far away. Okay. So back in 1992, you both resigned, and then what did Victor do after that?
After that, because at that time it was very difficult to earn any money in Soviet Union. Like, for example, the salary of a military officer in the rank of captain, like, for example, was equal to $8 per month. And by doing some small business, you can earn like $100 or $200 or $300 per month. So many people start to do some business. And Victor, as many other people, begin to travel to neighboring countries and buy some goods and bring them back to the to Soviet Union and just sell them in the market like many people did. And that was the beginning of his business.
And after that,
he continued to do the same thing with the United Arab Emirates, because, you know, the United Arab Emirates was a very popular destination for those small-time businessmen. And once he arrived to the United Arab Emirates and make a few transactions from there, he found that there was a big need for the transportation services, because many Russian buyers used to come to the United Arab Emirates and they buy goods there which they want to send back to Russia, but they don't know how to do, because many of them do not speak foreign language, and they also don't know how to use the appropriate services to send their cargo. And at that time, Victor decided to open a small company which will collect cargo from the Russian businessmen in United Arab Emirates and the like intermediate between them and the airlines, and then subcontract some airlines to send the cargo to Russia. So he started the small business from this point.
I see. Okay. So his planes, and he was involved in selling and buying guns and
No. First of all, at that stage he was too poor to own any plane, because he started the business with a few hundred dollars in his pocket, so he was very, very far from buying any plane that time. So he managed to run the company without owning any plane, just like intermediary company between the customers and the real airlines. After that, this business proved to be successful, and he decided to lease a few aircrafts. And at that time, because in the Soviet Union there were a lot of second-hand military aircrafts and which were no longer used, and also many pilot crews which had no work and no salary and nothing to do. So Victor went back to Russia and he made some agreement with the former military colleagues to lease to him a few second-hand planes. And he started to do this business with the leased planes. And after that, he became richer a little bit. And it was enough money to buy first plane of his own. But the plane was second-hand anyways. He never have any expensive planes. All his planes were cheap.
I understand. Did Victor speak Arabic?
Arabic?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure, but maybe very little, because I don't think he can speak good Arabic. He can speak very good Portuguese, Spanish, English, Italian, Turkish, Farsi, but
French?
I never heard
what
that
about,
he speaks any Arabic.
What about French?
French he speaks perfectly.
French is the common language, and, you know, I would imagine that.
Actually, Victor is a very talented man when it comes to the languages, and even though that he studied Portuguese in the military college, it doesn't take for him a long time to study additional language. It's like in 2 or 3 weeks he can easily study a new language if he wants.
Okay, wonderful. Now let's talk about this whole plot against him and what's going on with that. Can you explain what happened in that regard?
Eventually, when his business in the United Arab Emirates grew big enough, someone advised him to extend his activities to Africa, because at that time in Africa there was a lot of zones with the civil war, and the normal airlines do not want to operate there, but the people still need still needed the airline services. And because Victor was very adventurous, he decided to do also business in Africa. And his activities in Africa were proven to be very successful because he was virtually alone in the market. So he could get all the business and all the customers.
I see. This is not the kind of airline that where individuals fly on. This is not a regular public was not. He was not flying the public. He was flying cargo. Is that right?
When he moved to Africa, he flew everything because he was alone in the market. There were no other airlines, so he flew cargos. He flew also military troops and ordinary passengers also.
Okay, and what military troops for what governments?
For any government. Because he was just like a provider of the airline services. So,
okay.
He could transport any customers. But normally he transported the government troops only because he never deals with anything except the government.
I see. Okay, so how did he get involved in 9/11?
I don't think he has anything to do with 9/11.
How did the government feel they could make point the finger at Victor as being the person who sold the missile that entered the Pentagon? And also, why isn't it a plane? You know, the story they talk about is a plane.
Okay, I have to explain a little background, if you don't mind. The problem is that, as many people know, that at the end of 90s, and especially after September 11, Victor Boot was demonized on purpose by the Western media. So there were a lot of baseless accusations against him that he allegedly illegally sold guns and so on. And they made the few fake UN reports accusing him of the illegal gun running. And also they made the very infamous movie with the Nicolas Cage and the playing allegedly Victor Boot, which has nothing to do with him. And also there was a book by Douglas Farah. And as a result of all these actions, Victor's image became known for public as a so-called merchant of death, which has nothing to do with reality. It was absolutely, artificial image. But nonetheless, it was done. So I guess that the Americans, they decided to use that image to blame some September 11 problems on Victor. That is my opinion.
I see. Okay, but now we're going to have to go to a break pretty shortly here. But before we do, can you talk about why... Why are they using this idea of a missile? Okay, because the idea was that they were trying to convince the American public that it was a plane that flew into the Pentagon. Now, we know that it was not a plane, but the official story is that it's a plane. So,
yes.
Why are suddenly they concentrating on a missile?
No, it's not suddenly, because the American officials, the appropriate American officials who knew that it was missile, they knew it from the first minute the missile hit the Pentagon. So it means they didn't suddenly switch to this point like yesterday. they were at this point from the time of September 11 attack. But the problem is that they never reveal it to the public. That is another story, because there is a two so-called truth about 9/11. One is for public consumption, and one is for confidential consumption of certain officials. So that what we are talking about missile and about alleged involvement of Victor into selling this missile to terrorists, that's the confidential part of the story. It has never been intended to public anyway.
Okay, but let me ask you this: did Victor sell this missile to the terrorists? Did he or not?
Of course not, because Victor never sold any weapons. It's just a story.
He's never sold any weapons. You're saying he never sold any weapons at all?
Nothing. Not even a pistol.
Okay, was his plane used to transport this weapon? Okay, we're gonna go to break. We'll be right back, and we'll continue on this line of questioning. This is Project Camelot, Carrie Cassidy with Dmitry Kalizov.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. But out on the edge of darkness, there I
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Dmitry Kalizov, and we are talking about the Victor Boot 9/11 frame-up. And are you there with me, Dmitry?
Yes, I'm still here.
Lovely. Okay, so you're saying that Victor never sold any weapons, But his planes, his planes were used to transport troops and cargo, and I'm sure that some of that cargo had to be.
Yes, sure. He used to transport weapons because you know Africa is a country which is always at war, and and they always transport troops from one place to another. But this was weapons of his customers, not of his own.
I understand. So let me ask you this. Does Victor know who actually did sell that particular weapon to the so-called group that was that used it to then fire it into the Pentagon?
I don't think Victor knows anything at all, because the problem is that Victor never actually sells weapons. He only provides used to provide the airline services, and he has never done any business since he was forced to leave Dubai. So it means like after 2001, he has no business at all.
I see.
And what we are talking about his business in Africa, it was back in the 90s.
Uh-huh. Well, okay.
And even though that he used to transport from time to time weapons of his customers, he has no experience in selling weapons because it's not his business.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it possible that he has been threatened by certain other factions that don't want him to talk about what he really knows to the U.S.?
No, the fact that he is being threatened, that is for sure. But mostly that they try to threaten him into signing some documents or into admitting something which he did not do. But I don't think they can threaten him into revealing anything, because Victor simply doesn't know anything.
Okay. So do you know anything yourself? I mean, you're a 9/11 researcher. Have you figured out that it is an inside job, and who the people are that perpetrated the missile into the Pentagon?
You see, I'm sure I can't say that it is an inside job in the sense that the U.S. government did it. I strongly disagree with this point, but I can assure you that yes, there is a certain group of people in America, but they are not necessarily the American government, who did the 9/11 in collaboration with the certain foreign secret services. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
In this sense, yes, you can call it an inside job.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So, who are these people?
The first of all, that there is a certain group which try to promote the globalization and, you know, the globalization agenda. And they want to have like a one world government and international judicial system and international police force and so on. Yeah, I think you understand what I mean.
Yeah. So these kind of
people, of course, they are behind the September 11th, but not the U.S.
Yes.
government.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. But do you know specifically what groups of individuals were involved? I mean, do you know, in other words, you know the kind of missile that was used? You figured that much out?
Yeah, the missile was used in attack. That was the Soviet-made missile stolen from the sunken Kursk submarine. You know,
yes.
You remember the Kursk submarine which sunk in the 2000, in the August 2000?
Yes.
Okay, so this submarine was armed with the supersonic cruise missiles with the nuclear warheads. So, and all these missiles were stolen at that time, and one of them was used to strike at the Pentagon.
Okay, but it wasn't was it by the Ukrainians really, or was that just another frame?
No. You see, the first of all, the Ukrainians have absolutely nothing to do with that, because the Ukrainians inherited only the half of the Black Sea fleet of the former Soviet Union, and the missiles with that type, I mean this type of the Navy missiles that was used in the Kursk submarine, they have never been in the Black Sea fleet. They were only in the Northern Fleet and in the Pacific Fleet of the Soviet Union.
Okay,
so
by no means
they can end up
in
the Ukraine.
How do you know that?
Yeah, because I'm a military officer. I have a good education about this. And I used to serve also in the special nuclear technical service of the Soviet military. So I am very close to nuclear weapons. So I know what is available and where.
Okay. So where did the missile come from?
The missile, as I told you, that it was stolen from Kursk submarine. After that, It was kept somewhere waiting for its time. And then at 9/11, it was just they broke the detonator to ensure that the nuclear warhead will not explode and just fired it into the Pentagon. It was fired from the ocean. It was fired from the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, it entered the United States territory from the ocean.
I see. From a submarine?
I don't think so. I think it was fired from some innocent-looking ship, perhaps. Not from submarine.
I'm sorry, what kind of ship?
Maybe some innocent ship, you know, because the problem is that you can't fire the missile from submarine unless the submarine is specially intended for that reason. It's very complicated. So it's much easier to fire it from just a surface ship, just any ship.
I see. Okay.
Because they can make some temporary arrangement to fire this missile. It's not difficult.
Uh-huh. But have you had any contact with the people who actually did this?
Yes, I used to know one guy from the Israeli Secret Service who did that.
From Israel?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying Israel was involved?
Not Israel as a state and not the Mossad as the organization, but certain individuals from Mossad, yes.
Okay, I understand you. How many miles off the shore would this ship have had to be?
Should be about 200 miles, perhaps, because this missile can fly a maximum of 625 kilometers. And they should make some, you know, safety margin, so should be not more than 200 miles, perhaps, from the American shore, to make sure that the missile will hit the target.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: what about the uranium that they tried to plant on being associated with Victor in some way?
You see, Victor was officially. The current case of Victor, I mean the open part of the current case against Victor, has nothing to do with his alleged weapons trading in Africa in the last millennium. It has only to do with his alleged attempt to sell portable anti-aircraft missiles to the Colombian Communist Party, FARC. Okay, and this is the setup, which has nothing to do with reality, because Victor has never had any missiles in his possession. So it's just merely a pretext to arrest him only. It's not a real case.
But there was an issue with uranium to do with the Colombians, right?
Yeah, but you see, at the time, Victor was arrested 6th of March 2008. And the 1st of March 2008, just a few days before Victor was lured to Bangkok to be arrested, the Americans and the Israelis, and there was a joint operation between the Americans, Israelis, and Colombians. They attacked one of the FARC's camps in the Ecuadorian jungle, and this was the group of under command of Raul Reyes, the number two in the FARC commander. So they murdered Reyes in the night time and some of his people, and they planted about 50 kilograms of enriched uranium of weapon grade around his camp, and also they planted some bogus computer files into his notebook claiming that Reyes allegedly responsible for the nuclear bombing in Bogota a few years ago in the El Nogal nightclub, and also that he was seeking more enriched uranium. It means it appears that he wants to make another atomic bomb. And in the same file, there was alleged connection with Victor Wood. But the problem is that the alleged missiles that Victor is officially accused of, they are not mentioned in that file. Only the uranium is mentioned.
Right. Okay, but it's clearly an effort to frame Victor Boot for this missile into the Pentagon and possibly some. I don't know if this had to do with Building 7, this uranium or what.
Oh, okay, I will explain to you. The point is like this. Because in America, there is actually two so-called truths, in quotation marks, in regard to September 11. So the public news, the public truth is that, you know, it is the report of September 11 Commission, where they claim that the buildings allegedly collapsed because of kerosene. I mean, the building number one, and the World Trade Center 1 and the World Trade Center 2. And the World Trade Center 7 is not even mentioned.
Right.
But the American officials, they are apparently clever enough to realize that the middle-ranking officials and the middle-ranking security officials especially, they will not believe this kind of public truth. So they should produce for them some higher level of the truth. So according
okay,
to that
good.
Truth...
that's a very. I just want to say that's a very important point that people miss, and that's something I don't even know if you put that in your report. I would encourage you to spell that out for people because they, you know, we have a witness who says the lie is different at every level. That's a saying. Richard Hoagland talks about that, and that's what you're talking about. You're talking about a lie that they needed to prepare for the higher levels that's still a lie.
Yes, of course, because as you may expect, the high-ranking of U.S. officials, like senators and the congressmen, they will not swallow the report of the 9/11 Commission because it's just too much plebeian for them. They should have some more plausible version of the truth.
Yes, exactly. So this is where Victor Boot comes in as a fall guy.
Yes. So according to the intermediate level of the so-called truth, the American officials secretly, I mean confidentially, claim that the Twin Towers and the Building 7 were collapsed by the three portable nuclear devices, so-called mini nukes or new nuclear suitcases stolen from the Soviet Union,
Are you saying that the Soviet Union is helping to create this myth?
No. The Soviet Union has nothing to do with that, but because the problem is that the Soviet Union is no longer exists. So it can't defend itself anymore as non-existent. So because the Soviet Union now is defunct, so you can blame anything in the Soviet Union.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So the claim is like this. They claim that the portable nuclear devices, about 1 kiloton yield, which person can carry by hand, you know, the portable nuclear devices.
Yes, the suitcase.
They are not so big. They are about maybe 50 or 60 kilograms, and you can really, if you are strong, you can carry them.
Okay.
So, and...
This is where the uranium comes in, and supposedly they're also pinning these suitcase nukes on Victor.
Yes, but it's not as easy as it might appear, because the problem is that the mini nukes, they are not made out of uranium, they're made out of plutonium. That is the problem.
That's that was a very interesting point that you made. Yes, absolutely. They're not made out of uranium. So what was the point
absolutely
of uranium?
No.
Are they're making a mistake, or what are they doing?
No, because the Americans they just count on the ignorance of the security officials and the politicians, and you know, not many people they know about the designs of the nuclear weapons. So when the certain unscrupulous people will confidentially report to the high-ranking politicians and even high-ranking security officials that the terrorists allegedly produce homemade mini nukes out of uranium.
So they figure they're too dumb to really do their research, and they're going to fall for that. All right. Well, we're going to come right back. We've got a break here. Thank you very much, Dmitry. We'll be right back in with you after the break.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this.
Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central
on American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
Okay, it's Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Dmitry Kalazov about 9/11 and the framing of Victor Boot, the merchant of death, as some people call him, who was an arms merchant, as they say, or at least owned the planes that transported some arms at certain between the years of 1992, I imagine, and maybe 2008. Dmitry, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
So what we're talking about is basically using Victor Boot as a fall guy for 9/11 for a certain section of the upper level echelon who are not going to buy the silly story that the American public is buying from the 9/11 Truth Commission, supposedly, an oxymoron if I've ever heard of one. But I do understand that, and that's it's very clever that they're having a different level of lies that they're then substantiating. So how do you think that Victor is going to be able to fight this this situation? He's now here in custody, in U.S. custody. Is he going to have any kind of a fair trial? What do you think?
It is difficult to say, you see, because I know that initially, from the beginning of this setup, they were planning to make a secret trial, you know, like behind closed doors, the same similar to the trial of Timothy McVeigh. Okay? So, yes. And in this secret trial, they were probably hoping to produce some fake but secret evidence, and Viktor will not be effectively to defend himself because, you know, there is no public attention and very difficult to verify when something is secret. So, in this case, I think that he has no chance for any fair trial because behind closed door you can't expect anything. But because now this kind of story become publicly known, now everybody is talking about it, I don't think that the American judicial officials would dare to make the trial behind closed doors. Most probably they will make an open trial. But in the open trial, I think that he will win the case, I guess.
Okay.
Because the problem is that they can't accuse him in the open trial of anything except the alleged portable anti-aircraft missiles, which is the cause of the case. And because he has no missiles, and so he should win, but I think.
I see. What kind of representation? Does he have a good lawyer?
I don't think so, because the problem is that Viktor is a very poor man, you know, that he used to fight his case in Bangkok for almost 2.5 years, and it cost him really a lot of money, and he's broke, and I don't think that he could afford any expensive lawyer or any lawyer at all, and I think that he's just using the government-appointed lawyer, you know.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, we need to find him a lawyer then.
Yeah, but who will pay for it? He has no money.
I understand, but this is a very high-profile case, and if you find a human rights, a lawyer that's interested in human rights, we might be able to get...
Yes, okay. That's why if anyone wishes to help him for free, he's welcome.
Yes, absolutely.
Just go and contact Viktor. He will be very happy.
Well, you can't get a higher profile case than this. Now, John Negroponte was very much involved in some of this, what appears to be the frame-up.
Difficult to say, because you know that the affair behind this setup was apparently confidential, so it was classified and every document are secret, so I can't be sure of anything.
Yes, I only know
some details through reading the court documents and also through accidental slips of tongue and some accidental leakages or something like this. But
right.
I can't be sure of anything.
Okay. But I do want to say that if you go to this website that is associated with, I believe, Negroponte, or I don't know if it's the State Department, they talk about Viktor having, I don't know, something like 30 different passports.
No, it's not true. Viktor never has any passport except the Soviet Union passport and the Russian passport under his own name. He has never used any passport at all except this. But there is a sometimes different spelling of his name because in the Soviet Union, because his family name sounds Boot. So in the Russian alphabet is 3 letters, B, U, and T. But when they transliterate it into Latin letters to be used in the international passports, before they used the French transliteration, that's why it was B-O-U-T. And now they switched to direct transliteration, so now it become B-U-T. And that's why this is the difference in the spelling of his family name. And also because his name is Viktor, in Russia they transliterate this name with a K. But
yeah.
Now he prefers to use C. So, but a Viktor with C or Viktor with K is not a big difference, actually.
I understand. Okay. Now, let me ask you, we only have 5 minutes left, but are you aware that the person who sent me this documentation and made me aware of the case died of a heart attack the next day?
And yes, I heard about this, but I don't know details.
Okay. So you don't know anything about that?
I don't know details, but I heard about this, yes.
Okay. But you do know that he died of a heart attack the following day?
Yes, I know now.
Okay.
But I didn't know it at that time because you were the one who called me at the first time.
Yes.
And informed me of this, and after that, yes, I know.
Okay, well, he worked for a newspaper, actually, in Thailand.
Yes, this person
but I'm not
going to
reveal his identity because he does have a wife and children, so we want to be careful about their safety. So, well, Vic... Dmitry, in terms of Victor, can you tell me if is there is he being visited? Does he have visitation rights?
No, they don't allow him to be visited so far. They keep him in solitary confinement and don't allow him to make any telephone call. But as far as I know, that he has the right to be visited by the lawyers.
By a lawyer. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, so if anyone's listening to this, I think it's a very
important... But, you know, I can tell you one thing. What I am afraid, that because now he has a lawyer appointed by the government, yeah. I'm not quite sure if they pressure him not to accept any other lawyer. Let's say that some other lawyer visit him and want to talk to him, and he may refuse the visit because under pressure. This I don't know.
Ah, yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Dmitry. It's been very valuable having you on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. And perhaps we can do this again sometime soon in the future. Okay. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And thank you again, Dmitry.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to move the all out.